Welcome, everyone, to the October 5th Mesa City Council study session. We have two of our council members, I believe, might be on the telephone with us. Are you there, Mr. Glover and Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, I'm here.
This is Jeremy.
Great. Thank you, gentlemen. First item on our agenda today is to hear a presentation and provide direction on updates to the Housing and Community Development Fiscal Year 2018-19 funding allocation process. Liz Morales, our great housing director. Great to have you with us, Liz.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor and council members. Thank you, as always, for your support of the federal funding process. Today is to provide you an update on what that looks like. Let me get this up. I apologize for that. Our federal funding process and our human service process is an annual event in which we invite applicants that may include nonprofits, other city departments, and developers to apply for the funds that we have. We have the federal programs, which are Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, the Home Investment Program, the Emergency Solutions Grant, and then our local funds, which is the Human Services Funds. When we decide on the funding, we look at the level funding of what we just received from HUD, and this is based on the 17-18 funding levels. We do not know what they will be for fiscal year 18-19, but these are general estimates should the federal government allow us to keep at the same levels. And I should mention the level for human services funding is $720,000, which includes $108,000 from ABC funds. The process for our applicants is we will be opening up our notification of funding availability. They will submit their applications online. There's then a review and scoring that's done by both staff and by our community panel, which is our Housing and Community Development Advisory Board. And then we come to the Community and Cultural Development Board for our initial recommendation and to move forward to council. We go through a public comment period and we get final approval by City Council. Here is a chart, and I hope you can see that, which outlines the timelines. I think what's important here to highlight is that we have two distinct timelines. The first one is the sooner of the two processes related to those developers that want to develop a low-income housing tax credit affordable housing project, and they will, with the intent of applying for those tax credits with the State Department of Housing. We require that if anyone is going to develop in Mesa and apply for those funds, that they notify the City of Mesa. And so we have a process that will open October 17th. We will gather that information and provide that to Council. So at the time when the Department of Housing asks for our letters of support, we will have a determination whether we support those projects. They can also request home funding to supplement that application as gap financing, and that will be part of that process. The second process, which would open in January, is for all our other funds, our federal and city funds. And that would open January 2nd, with us coming back to council in March and April for those funding recommendations. Any questions on the timeline? So I come to you just for your direction and for your approval of our process and our timeline for this 18-19 funding application.
Thank you, Liz. Mr. Luna.
Thank you, Liz. I know that you tweaked some of the processes, and so I appreciate you doing so in the piece based on recommendation the council has given you. So I appreciate you moving forward with this. I think it's a great idea, and I'd be very supportive of this.
Thank you.
Thank you. A couple of things of note on that list that I thought were great is with regard to the LIHTC projects. I think it's going to be interesting this year to see if they've tweaked the points that are awarded for being within a half a mile of the light rail. What's the status of that? I knew that was proposed. Has that been finalized yet or not?
So, Mayor and council members, we don't have a final version, but from what I've seen, the draft, which there has not been any indication of changes, they've removed the light rail. It's still trans-oriented design, so they're still adding points, but the 20 points that would be for light rail, long light rail lines has been eliminated, and also the local contribution has also been eliminated. So if they in the past they really needed our home funds or other type of support in order to get those additional points, and in this draft there's none of that.
And I don't mean to open up a can of worms too early here, but are we still relevant to that process then? I mean, for those applications to go to the state housing department and get preferential treatment, do they still need some indication of support from the local community?
Mayor, they always look to the jurisdiction for support to make sure that they've gone through our process and that we are supportive of those projects, that we don't identify any concerns, for instance, fair housing issues or any other type of problems with the project.
And I wonder what we're doing. Does the LIHTC community, I assume they're aware of this, organizations that would do these types of projects, because, for example, now that maybe the geographic emphasis on the light rail corridor is not there, there are parts of our community, for example, Far East Mesa, that frankly I would like to encourage the submission of LIHTC projects. And I wonder if there's a way we could be maybe a little proactive and even just making sure that people know that that's something that maybe in past years was not likely to be successful, but there might be some, at least one person on our council would be supportive of something like that.
And Mayor, I totally in agreement with that. I will tell you, as developers have approached our department, we have made that very clear that there are many other areas, especially East Mesa, that we have some pockets that we feel the affordable housing would be most appropriate.
Great. And so these timelines, I assume we're sending emails and telephone calls out to the human service agencies, and they're well aware of these deadlines.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Brady.
Can I just bring up one idea also? As you know, we all know our concerns with Mesa Royale. We understand there's the potential for ownership change. It's under contract and discussion. I just want to make sure we have council's kind of support in this, because we are having discussions with the new owners about working with them on the possibility of making that a priority. We're directing these kind of dollars and other federal dollars to assist in that development. And they'll be coming around showing you the specific development, but it includes a mixed use of both ownership, but also some low-income housing tax credit components. But I would just want to make sure that as we consider projects and as we're working with developers, that the council would share with us, make sure we're on the same page with council, that would be a priority area for us to focus on.
Yeah, I'll look. I'm aware of that deal. I think a lot of us are. I'll look forward to meeting with them, and I think we'd all like to see a good resolution there. Mr. Luna.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. I also know that the residents that live in the Mesa Royale area are supportive of any project like this. Hopefully we can move forward and get something going there. So I think they would welcome that opportunity as well. So thank you, Liz.
Thank you. Mr. Glover, Mr. Whitaker, do you have any questions for Liz or any comments?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Liz. Thanks for the heads up. We'll look forward to as this progresses.
Yes, we just need approval.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. We need a motion to approve the proposed timeline.
I move that we accept and move the timeline.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman and Mr. Luna. All in favor of supporting the proposed timeline, please say aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Thank you, Liz. The next item on our agenda is to hear a presentation and provide direction on a potential substantial amendment to the fiscal year 2018 annual action plan.
Mayor, Council, I am back.
Thank you. We missed you.
So this very much falls in line with understanding the funding process. So last year we went through the funding process for 17-18 and council approved. And what we do is then submit what's called an annual action plan to HUD, which is approved by HUD based on the activities and the projects that we submitted for 17-18. After the close of fiscal year for fiscal year 17, we identified funds that were still unallocated that need to be identified to a project and committed. So in order to do that, though, we need to come back through the same process of getting council approval, public comment, and so this is what we call the substantial amendment. And so here we have community development block grant funds in about $625,000 we would like to allocate at this time. We still are holding back about $250,000 should anything unexpected or should there be another priority that we could use those funds for. I need to give you the caveat that those funds have to be non-public services because we've already met the public service cap of 15% of our funds. But we are these funds can be used for non-public services. When we were looking at how we could spend the $625,000 as far as recommendations to council, we looked at all our projects that were on already funded, and we also wanted to find ones that were on their way and would be able to use these funds fairly quickly. The projects we identified that could use these funds were city projects. We looked at our nonprofit partners and what projects, and we called them and talked to them. But at this point, we only could identify these four projects that could be utilize the funds right away. So as you can see in the first column, we've already approved funding for these projects, and the additional funding is in the second column there. And so we've again talked to these departments, and we are fairly confident that these funds will be used very expedited manner. On the home side, we also have about over $1.2 million that needs to be allocated to an activity. We don't have those projects identified yet, and we will likely come back to you once we have a process in place. But at this point, we, in order for us to meet the HUD requirements for the annual action plan, we are requesting that you approve the amounts listed here of towards the CHOTO homeownership and also just homeownership activities in general. And those are the amounts there. So very succinctly, just bringing this to you for your approval, for us to be able to submit this to HUD and utilize these funds. As you know, we have funding requirements and expenditure deadlines, and this will be a great help to us to achieve those requirements.
Thank you. Mr. Thompson.
Liz, on the CDBG dollars, you know, typically we've always tried to do utilize any additional funds for something that would for the betterment of the community as a whole for all the citizens to use. So is this the only four projects that you could come up with or that the departments could come up with where the CDBG dollars could be utilized for the betterment for the entire community versus, because when I look at Pepper Place apartment rehab, you know, that's great for the people that live in the Pepper Place apartments, but it serves nothing for the rest of the community as a whole. So I'm wondering if there's other projects that we could do that would be beneficial for the entire community versus specific.
Mayor, Councilmember Thompson, we looked at everything, and not that to say there couldn't be, for instance, our owner rehab program could utilize more funding, but I will tell you the reason Pepper Place, although it may not appear that it benefits a larger group, we have a property that we inherited a few years ago that we're really looking to, it seriously needs some rehabilitation, and then with the end goal of turning that over to a nonprofit to administer that property. We don't want to be in the business of owning and managing and being property managers of apartments. So although for me, it's about timeline and trying to get these units up and moving so that we can transfer them. And there's a total of 7 units. We're almost halfway through two units of rehabilitation. This funding would help us do 2 more. So for me, it's about trying to get to the point of getting those units in a good, safe and decent manner and then be able to turn those over.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I've been to the Pepper Place apartments, and they definitely need to be rehabbed. And so I appreciate you putting funding there. And these are really shovel-ready projects that we can expend the funds now. So I would certainly be supportive of doing this.
Well, so Liz, you've got two different types of CDBG funding you're talking about. The CDBG, this 625,000. This is for brick and mortar projects,
yes.
Right? And so, and then the programmatic funding, like you say, it's capped at 15. We've already spent all that.
Yes.
So you're trying to figure out how to spend this other federal money before it slips through our fingers. Does this spend all of the brick and mortar CDBG money we have, or are there still potential for more?
Mayor, we're holding back about $250,000. Again, there could be projects, as an example, in our next, when we open our funding round in January, we'll probably put the $250,000 in there for other type of projects that maybe our nonprofit partners, the owners of the Mesa Royale, anybody else that we might need those funds sooner than waiting till the 18-19 year. So we are holding back about $250,000.
And Mayor and Council, what Liz has done is identify projects that have already gone through with CDBG funds, just getting a project initiated because of the environmental and the compliance with all the federal rules on the contracting and monitoring. The good news, these projects have already gone through that process. So every project, I believe, is under contract.
Yes.
And some of them are underway or close to being initiated. So the speed at which we will spend these dollars is actually much faster than the dollars that were originally budgeted for these projects, because at that time we were still in some cases doing the environmental clearances and the design work. So one of the criteria when we have these additional funds, while they are it's helpful to help look at other projects, what the federal government really is looking at is how fast we can spend them down, because that ratio is very important. And so I think identifying projects, they're already in the ground being built, and we're just adding, adding another dimension. We're doing more facade improvements. We're able to add more, probably, I'm assuming, more equipment to ThinkSpot. That's very helpful.
Yeah, so I guess the word can be out there that if there are other projects that would like to compete for these dollars, we're certainly
yes.
We have some money left over, and we're willing to entertain those projects, right?
Correct.
But the most important thing is to make sure, and these are all very worthy projects. I mean, you could spend another, obviously, as much money as you want on the downtown facade improvements or a lot of any of these projects. So it kind of makes sense. You don't need any direction from us on this item, is that right?
We do, yes.
Need direction from council, but not a... Is that a...
amending the action plan so we can then go and address these dollars.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Freeman has made a motion approving the allocation as has been proposed. Is there a second? Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Frankie. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Liz. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. One last question.
Sure.
The second part of this was the CHOTO situation. Do we currently have a CHOTO to work with? Isn't that part of the challenge here?
Mayor, yes. We do not have an existing CHOTO, but we definitely are in talks with some local organizations and some in the larger Maricopa County. I'm very confident we're going to have a CHOTO to be able to spend these funds. It's really important to know that those funds aren't funds we can use. So if they go unused,
right.
So it's incumbent upon us to get a CHOTO that can work with us and be certified and utilize these funds.
So so just to summarize what you say, if we don't establish a relationship with a CHOTO, that money just doesn't get used. We don't get access to it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next item on our agenda, item two, is information pertaining to the current job order contracting projects. Council, I know you've reviewed that. Any questions regarding any of those projects? Mr. Glover, Mr. Whitaker, any questions on that?
No, Mayor.
I'm good.
Okay, thank you. Hearing none, the next item on our agenda is acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. Is there a motion to that effect? Thank you, Mr. Thompson. And Mr. Luna, all in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed? Next item is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. I know we just had meeting a couple of days ago. Apparently, we didn't go to any conferences in the meantime. Next is item six, the schedule for future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, our next study session will be Thursday, October 12th, and that will be followed by a public safety committee meeting at 8. And also the following day, we have a Luna landing event. This is an interesting one. It's October 13th, 10 a.m. to noon at MVPita, Mediterranean Grill. It's 1066 North Power. So invite everyone to come in and meet the vice mayor and eat some pita.
That's one of the best restaurant names I've heard in a while. MV Pita. And they just got a big commercial in the Channel 11.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be there. Yes, Mr. Luna.
Just real quick, tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of Las Sendas Elementary School. So I will be there celebrating with the students and staff at that school. So that's going to be real exciting. And then tomorrow evening is Food Truck Friday at Las Sendas. So I will be there, and anybody in that area is welcome to come. We have a great Food Truck Friday event there, and it's very, very popular. So welcome anybody that's interested in eating some great food to come over.
Great. I think I'll be with you at both of those. Yeah. Great. If there's no other announcements or information from the council, is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.